current situation is we're negotiating with Douglas Council to lease the land from them and then for us to appoint a builder on the basis that it wouldn't be my football club, it would be the South Douglas Playing Fields Association, so that we could involve the other football clubs to take the thing forward and appoint our own builder.
What is the background to the changing room situation, and when did you first realise that there was a problem with them?
First realised there was a problem due to a lack of maintenance to the old changing rooms. They were a wooden built structure, a roof was leaking, timbers were rotting, and we did in fact have an infestation of vermin. And that was back in 2010, would you believe? And we contacted the council. They said they'd look into it. Sorry, but there's no money to maintain the building. And that's pretty much what's been told to me for the last 15 years.
And now you have a temporary structure of a porter cabin on the same site. So how has this current setup been working for you and the club?
It's worked, but not great. And when these were put in place, the porter cabin was put in place 3 years ago. So we've spent three seasons in a building, has got light, but no water, no showers, obviously, nowhere to store any kit or equipment. And portaloos outside, provided by the council, but obviously far from ideal.
What are you looking to do on the site with regards to the changing rooms? What are you hoping for?
Well, at the moment, we've been discussing with the council that they lease the land to our association that we've registered as the South Douglas Playing Fields Association, so that that can involve not just Paul Rose Football Club, but the other clubs involved. If we can lease the land and then we can appoint our own builders with the money that we've got available through a Football Foundation grant and the council's allocation, and plus we will still be short of what is going to be a substantial sum, and we do need more funding.
So what are you hoping to achieve by fundraising?
Hoping to achieve something near what we think will be the final build cost. At the moment, we haven't reached that amount. We are relying somewhat on, and it is a very big part of it. We hope to get a lottery trust grant. If that becomes part of it, it makes finding the rest of it a lot easier. But if we do employ our own builders, we're hoping the builders will let us use some of our own tradespeople and we can lower the cost there. The final amount is pretty much impossible to say, but we're probably 75% there, and we just need a little bit of help to get us over the line, really.
What support have you had so far? I know it's been mentioned that there's Football Foundation support and obviously some from the council as well, as it's their land.
Yeah, the council, obviously, it is their land, albeit if they lease it to us. But when they were putting it out for tender, the tenders were coming back astronomical amounts.
What are you hoping to achieve by fundraising? I know that you've had support from the Football Foundation and from the council as well. So what kinds of things are you trying to do?
We're hoping there's somebody out there that feels sorry for us and has got a good chunk of money that can help us to achieve actually finishing the building. It's difficult to put. We're going to ask for interested building companies to come forward. We do have one that has already come forward and given us a really brilliant quote, and he's also prepared to let us use our own tradespeople to come in towards the end of the build and save money that way.
What support have you had so far? Obviously, I know you've mentioned they're using your own tradespeople, and have you been fundraising as a club? Because I know you're working with your neighbouring club as well, Douglas Athletic.
We're at that point now. We've been reluctant to go out cap in hand, if you like, until we know that we've got the lease, that it is signed. It's not signed yet. I have a meeting with the other football club where I'm hoping that we can sign everything up so that the council are happy with our approach in being tenants and holding the lease, because obviously it's a fairly complicated process and it's not something that they do very often. We think this is the only way forward, and hopefully we can sign everything off and make a proper assessment of what money is needed. Hopefully there are organisations out there that don't mind helping us. We've touched on these would just be changing rooms. I'd love to see a community building added on to the side of that. That couldn't come into these costings, but it's something for the future, I would hope. Some people, I've been quoted that, why is Douglas Council spending all of this money? And believe you me, the bigger percentage of that money is not coming from Douglas Council. On a few footballers on a Saturday morning, well, it's more than that. These are the only collective grass playing football pitches on the island that anyone can go up and hire a pitch at any time of the day. The fields are full of kids through the summer. The island comes up here, island football teams come up here. Special Olympics football team, they're all up here. On a summer's night, you can see a field full of people playing football. So it's a lot more than just a game of football on a Saturday.
And how have the players been dealing with the changing room issue? Because I know when you have people come here, they use a different changing room. So how have your club been finding it, and have the players been finding using the temporary facility?
I think the players have been amazing, and I would like to thank visiting teams that come here. They've no showers. They're sent halfway up the hill, the back of Paul Rose. No, it's not that far. But they're getting changed in very basic accommodation, and the fact that they've all said to us, well, good luck in the future, because we know what you're going through and you shouldn't have to go through this. So, yeah, but the sooner we get a permanent solution, the better.
And just finally, if somebody is interested in fundraising and helping you out, who are they best contacting?
I would say at this point, I would be the best contact. paulhenry@suremail.im. Happy to give my phone number, 450-935. Anyone out there that thinks they may be able to help us with this, please get in touch with me. We touched on the away changing facilities. Council recently said that they now need those rooms. It's commonly known as the old police station, and they want that for their social housing. Obviously, they're entitled to do that, but it leaves us with a problem that we do not have any away changing facilities. Is anybody in or around this area that knows where a building might accommodate 40 young men wanting a shower after a game of football? Get in touch with me as well, please.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.